This is the Jaap podcast.
After consulting with my vast following, I decided to make this podcast about film music rather than exploring a specific film or theme. I prefer to focus on a music genre or band, something I think is more suited to this podcast. This is Film Music Part 2.
Thank you.
theme from Star Wars, John Williams and London Symphony Orchestra. When 12-year-old Bailey befriends the strange vagabond bird, she finally feels seen. Her divorced father, Bug, with whom she lives in a squat in Kent, is far too busy with his impending wedding, and she doesn't want to visit her biological mother, who has a new boyfriend, a violent brute. The circumstances of Bird sound rather depressing, but director Andrea Arnold breathes life into the story so deeply that the viewer leaves the film somewhat hopeful. Bird, released in 2024, stars Nikia Adams, Franz Rogowski and Barry Keoghan. This is Blur with the Universal.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and some karaoke songs. How we like to sing along, though the words are wrong. And really, really, really could I burn? Yes, and really. Your lucky day. Well, here's your lucky day.
German businessman Oskar Schindler is a Nazi who thinks he can profit from the war by opening a pot and pan factory in Krakow. Cheap Jewish forced laborers are available as employees. Schindler is initially only interested in the money, but when he witnesses a purge in the ghetto, he repents. Ultimately, he uses his entire fortune to save more than 1,000 Jews. A magnificent film with striking music, awarded 7 Oscars, based on the novel of the same name by Thomas Kenneally. Schindler's List from 1993 stars Liam Neeson, Ben Kingsley, Ralph Fiennes, and director Steven Spielberg. Score by John Williams, Itzhak Perlman, and the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra.
This car. Good, what about this car? Why did I keep the car? 10 people right there. 10 people. 10 more people. This pin. 2 people. This is gold. 2 more people. You would have given me 2 for at least 1. You would have given me 1 more. 1 more person. Person, Stan. For this. I could have got 1 more person. And I didn't. And I didn't.
Thank you.
Quentin Tarantino's second film, Pulp Fiction from 1994, elevated the director to the status of superhero of independent cinema and marked the comeback of former teen idol John Travolta. Tarantino tells three distinct, yet interconnected, stories within criminal circles through a triple jump. A common thread is difficult to pinpoint. Many of the slides/monologues seem like gibberish, but the playful way they're used transcends that level, and after some scenes, it feels as if a new film is about to begin. And yet, everything fits perfectly. This resulted in a breathtaking film, with excellent performances from John Travolta, Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis, Uma Thurman, and Harvey Keitel. Tarantino and Roger Avary won Oscars for their screenplay. The film's soundtrack contains many forgotten gems, including those by Al Green, Kool and the Gang, Dusty Springfield, and Urge Overkill, which were revived in the film's wake. Over time, many songs become inseparable from the film. Although Pulp Fiction is a mainstream film, it contains many cult film elements, making it very popular with a large, mostly male audience. This is Dick Dale with Mizzaloo.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna burger? Want a bite? They're real tasty.
Ain't hungry.
Well, if you like burgers, give them a try sometime. Me? I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian, but I do love the taste of a good burger. Mmm. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system?
Check out the big brain on bread. You're a smart motherfucker, that's right. The metric system.
We'll be right back.
Berlin Wall has fallen. Alex's mother doesn't know, having been in a coma for months. Now that she's conscious, Alex has to keep herself from getting worked up. She absolutely mustn't find out that the DDR no longer exists. So Alex and his friends go in search of the East German pickle classic Spreewalder Gurken and keep their mother from watching the news. The solutions are creative. The idea for Goodbye Lenin from 2003 came at just the right time in a country itching for nostalgia. Directed by Wolfgang Becker, the cast includes Daniel Brühl and Katrin Sass. Goodbye Lenin, with a score by Jan Tiersen.
Die DDR wurde 40. Ich hatte arbeitsfrei bei der PGH-Fernsehreparatur Adolf Hennecke und fühlte mich auf dem Höhepunkt meiner männlichen Ausstrahlungskraft. Die Zeit roch nach Veränderung, während vor unserem Haus ein überdimensionierter Schützenverein seine letzte Vorstellung gab.
Patricia Highsmith wrote several thrillers about Tom Ripley, and this is the film adaptation of the first. Ripley is a charming but immoral con man, a calculating liar. He worms his way into the lives of wealthy Dickie Greenleaf and his girlfriend Marge Sherwood by posing as an old childhood friend. He has to resort to increasingly extreme measures to maintain his new, luxurious lifestyle. Jude Law learned to play the saxophone, was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe, and received a BAFTA for his role as the less-than-sympathetic Dickie. The talented Mr. Ripley was released in 1999 and is directed by Anthony Minghella. Besides Jude Law, it stars Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Blanchett, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Matt Damon sings on the soundtrack, something few actors do. You can hear him here on My Funny Valentine.
Hello, Freddy. It's Tom.
Where's Dickie? How are you?
I'm good. Yes, thank you. He's gone. He went to dinner. He's at Otello's. Do you know Otello's?
No. I don't think he's at dinner at 6:30 p.m. He said he was still at lunch. Maybe I believe you. No.
Incredible.
The guy just disappeared off the face of the earth.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is
FBI agent Donnie Brasco infiltrates the New York Mafia in the early 1970s. Director Mike Newell strips the gangster world of heroics and tells the fact-based story as a tragic love story, in which the growing affection between the undercover agent and simple mafia thief Lefty Ruggiero has no future. Al Pacino finds himself in familiar territory and is excellent again. But Johnny Depp, in one of his first, mature, dramatic roles, is especially impressive as the undercover agent who, in increasing desperation, tries to divide his loyalties between his clients, his family, and the endearing Lefty. His character, Brasco, is such a believable undercover agent that after the revelation, no one in the mafia circle believes he is one. Donnie Brasco was released in 1997, starring Johnny Depp and Al Pacino, as well as Michael Madsen and James Russo.
Hey, You done the jeweler. Yeah. That's some beautiful thing.
Why don't you give it to your wife?
My wife? How am I gonna give it to my wife? I ain't married.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend, yeah.
So marry her.
Hey, you for real? I'm asking you to middle a diamond for me here. Now, all I want from my end is 8,000.
What I'm saying to you is you should give it to somebody that don't know any better, because that's a Fugazi, all right?
That's a Fugazi? How do you know it's a Fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds.
Well, it's a fake.
But, yeah, I know what a Fugazi is.
Hey, pal. You want to see something? I'm going to show you something. There you go. That something? That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. But it's not my thing. What about this?
What do you want me to say? Go ahead, try and sell it. You want to be a Dunsky. Give it a shot.
Dunsky? You call me a Dunsky? You know who you're talking to, my friend?
Hey, Left. Come on, have a spritzer.
You want to go embarrass yourself with this thing?
Embarrass myself, hey, my family, my children, my mother can hold her head up in any neighborhood in the city when she walks down the block, see? In all the 5 boroughs, I'm known. Forget about it. I'm known all over the fucking world. Anybody ask. Anybody about Lefty from Mulberry Street. Huh? You pissing up the wrong fucking tree, my friend.
I didn't mean no disrespect. It's a misunderstanding,
there
right?
There you go.
All right?
Sit down there. Well, you gonna walk out on me? You don't walk out on me. I walk out on you.
You heard Pointer Sisters with Happiness. Control, the feature film debut of Dutch photographer Anton Corbijn, follows the life of Joy Division singer Ian Curtis from 1972 until his untimely death in May 1980. The rapid fame of the post-punk band, one of Britain's most influential bands, led to a successful European tour and an extramarital affair, but Curtis never escaped his hometown of Macclesfield. The generally depressed state of mind of singer Ian Curtis, beautifully played by Sam Riley, combined with epilepsy and the hopeless north of Thatcher's England are not ingredients for a happy ending, quite the opposite. That the film looks beautiful, the black and white of cinematographer Martin Rue is remarkably vibrant, was to be expected. More surprising is that Corbijn proves himself a meticulous storyteller and an excellent director of actors. The credibility of the story is high, in part, due to Corbijn's friendship with the band. Control 2007 with Sam Riley and Samantha Morton, script by Deborah Curtis. This is Joy Division's She's Lost Control.
So this is permanence. Love shattered pride. What once was innocence turned on its side. Cloud hangs over me, marks every move. Deep in the memory of what once was love.
Control again. She's lost control.
This was a podcast about film music. What the next podcast will be about, nobody knows.
We didn't have nowhere to live. We didn't have nowhere to go. Till someone said, I know this place I've been around. It was on the 15th floor. It had a board across the door. It took an hour to prise it off and get inside. It smelt as if someone had died. The living room was full of flies. The kitchen sink was blocked. The bathroom sink not there at all. Ooh, it's a mess, all right. Yes, it's mad. And now we're living in the sky. I never thought I'd live so high. Just like heaven. Always full of piss. The fifth floor landing smells of fish. Not just on Friday, every single other day. Below the kids come out tonight. They kick a ball and have a fight. And maybe shoot somebody if they lose a pool. Ooh, it's a mess, alright. Yes, it's
This was the Yap Podcast. Until the next time.